Manu Patra alerts dated the 15th of December 2017. Supreme Court has extended deadline for Aadhaar linkage till the 31st of March for all services including state government services like school admission. Supreme Court has said that no superior court in hierarchical jurisdiction can issue direction mandamus to any subordinate court commanding them to pass a particular order on any application filed by any party. Supreme Court has allowed two Parsi sisters to participate in the last rites of their father in case of the eventuality of his death despite their marriage to non-Parsis, but said it would examine the issue of whether they can pray as Parsis in the fire temple next month. Supreme Court has directed the Bar Council of India, BCI, to start elections from the 15th of February 2018 and to complete it within a period of 6 weeks. Supreme Court has asked the central government to have the 12 promised special courts up and running by March 2018 to try criminal politicians in a time-bound manner within the maximum period of a year. Supreme Court has permitted a chairman to be appointed to a second arbitral panel in the 11,000 rupee crore Vodafone income tax dispute, but specified that proceedings would not begin till the Delhi High Court heard out any government objections. Supreme Court has referred the issue of fixed dose combination, FDC, drugs to the government's expert body, Drugs Technical Advisory Board, DTAB, for a fresh review of their safety, efficacy and therapeutic justification before recommending action. Supreme Court has ordered that all the examinations in future be held by the CBSE, be held on the basis of the similar questions papers for all the examinees, and the question papers shall be in English, Hindi and other vernacular languages. Delhi High Court has expressed its displeasure over the failure of the state in notifying the solid waste management bylaws, which were required to be notified in terms of the Solid Waste Management Rules, 2016, and have been framed jointly by the city civic bodies and environmental experts. Delhi High Court has refused to exempt the centre from filing a counter-affidavit on a petition challenging the laws of succession so far as entitlement to inheritance of Muslim women is concerned on the ground that the issue of Uniform Civil Code, UCC, has been referred to the Law Commission. Delhi High Court has sought to know the steps taken by civic bodies in the schools run by it to sensitize students on menstrual hygiene.